This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
You want to go to school, but you don't want to struggle to read and analyze some tiresome novel or fight your way through some obtuse math problem. You want to do something. You want to make something. Maybe weave a basket or build a piece of furniture. That's the premise behind folk schools, which teach traditional crafts to students of all ages, blacksmithing to boat building, fiber arts to jewelry making. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker reports.
The North House Folk School in the tiny town of Grand Marais, Minnesota, along the rocky shore of Lake Superior, is busy with all kinds of classes this season. In an old fish processing warehouse that's been converted into a classroom, 15 students are learning how to tan deer hides.
I'm giving it all I got.
Retired Minneapolis school teacher Ron Munson uses a wooden tool to soften the fibers of a deer skin stretched over a frame. This is his first course at the folk school.
It's learning from others who've gone before and creating a team out of folks that don't know each other at all. Kindred spirits and those who want to enjoy and explore this has been phenomenal.
This hide tanning class is one of 350 courses that North House offers every year to about 3,000 students. The concept comes from Scandinavian folk schools started in the 19th century that emphasized hands-on learning for skills to use your entire life. Tom Healy co-founded the school in 1997.
I think we knew right away that we had a tiger by the tail, and since we opened the doors to North House, the phone has not stopped ringing.
If anything, it's been ringing more since the pandemic. Executive Director Greg Wright says people increasingly want experiences working with their hands instead of staring at their screens.
You know, the world is high-tech, low-touch. We're the counter balance to that. High-touch, low-tech.
He says it's not that folk schools don't use technology or tools.
So it's about connecting the past and the present and the future.
There are now more than 60 folk schools around the country, including several that have opened elsewhere in Minnesota in the past decade. The Duluth Folk School, a couple hours south of Grand Marais, offers classes that teach traditional crafts as well as skills for modern life. Sarah Erickson is the executive director.
Everything from canning your own food. There was just a pitch writing class, how to tell your story in 500 words, which is a life skill now, like represent yourself on social, making a drying rack, making bread.
The folk school in Duluth is growing, and so is North House in Grand Marais. It's even recruiting former students to help with an expansion. The school is in the middle of a $5 million campaign to expand its campus and offer more space for students and instructors. This fall, dozens of folk school alumni came back to help build a new welcome center. They're using a traditional building method known as timber framing. It's a process where they cut joints into huge white pine beams and then interlock them together like puzzle pieces. No screws required.
People are immediately passionate about it. It's just elegant and beautiful.
Martha Williams is a retired yoga teacher who took one of the school's very first timber framing classes 25 years ago. Now she helps teach classes at the school.
I do think that right now people are really craving making things that are real, making things with their hands.
And she says being together with other people in that process. In Grand Marais, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.